Talking some softball here over at Tri-County with head coach Taryn Douglas. I'm actually getting some information here from coach off the air before I hit the old record button. And we get rolling here on the Lady Mustang coaches interview. Before we get to kind of talking about the Jamboree performance from last Thursday for your group, coach, we did talk last week about how numbers are going to be at least an issue with if you had injuries or illness or anything like that. And unfortunately, got a couple of illnesses tonight. So trip to Gilman City has been moved back at least later in the season, right?
Yes, we got it rescheduled for the 16th. But, yeah, it was definitely a bummer for the girls this morning. They were all pretty disappointed we didn't get to play because we're definitely getting tired of practicing them as much as I am, and we're ready to start playing some.
Jamboree, I know it was, you know, it's beneficial just to kind of get, it doesn't count on the scoreboard, but, you know, coaches say you kind of use it as a practice where you play some people that have different uniforms. So you went to Gilman Thursday. How did things go for the Lady Mustangs? What kind of pleased you with the performance?
I was very happy with, overall, I thought we did pretty good with our hitting. I wasn't sure. I told the girls going in, I didn't know. They graduated a lot of seniors last year, so I didn't really know what we had. I've never obviously seen them play an actual game, so I said I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know how they'd handle adversity, you know, hitting live pitching. I mean, yeah, we've been doing it in practice, but like you said, it's totally different when you play somebody with a different jersey on. So I was impressed. I thought we did pretty good with our hitting. We are very good. I shouldn't say very good. We do a good job situationally. We are good with knowing what to do with the ball, but we kind of skip a step in with our fielding, and we don't necessarily, you know, do the most important part, and that's necessarily like catching the ball or, you know, fielding it consistently and things like that. Like, we know what to do with the ball. It's just the first step, and that's taking care of it. But I thought it was really good for the girls because, like I think I told you last week, I've got 7 freshmen, mm-hmm. and some of them have not played a whole lot, period. So I've heard several of them tell me, like, I'm really glad we did this. I got rid of the nerves. I know what to expect in a game-like situation now. So, yeah, last Thursday was definitely a let's just go play and see what it's like and then go from there. But I'm really glad that we were able to do it.
If you're comparing, you know, say, so I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, that there's not a whole lot of mind or thinking that goes into softball, but it's a little bit of a different sport than, say, football or basketball or something like that. Because you kind of tell the girls, yes, we will go over different situations, and what do you do if the ball is hit to you in these situations? But at the end of the day, you're trying to hit a ball and you're trying to catch a ball.
Yes, it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, it's not like basketball and football, like you said. There's a lot more into football and basketball, but softball, like, you have to field the ball, you have to be able to throw the ball, you got to be able to hit the ball. Like, it's pretty basic, and if you can't do those 3 things consistently, then that's when we're going to have trouble.
Right. So you don't go to Gilman City, you get instead of practice tonight, but you saw Gilman City last week at the Jamboree. How do you feel like you match up with the Lady Hawks? I've heard, you know, kind of from afar that Gilman has a nice little club this year.
They do have a nice little club. I think, which we saw Winston / Pattonsburg and East Harrison and Gilman, and just from those 3 that I saw, I'd say them and or Gilman and Winston are probably going to be our top 2 competitors probably for conference. But, I mean, I haven't seen everybody yet. But we did well hitting off of their pitcher. I think we might have seen their second string, but she's pretty good. So I'd say their first string's probably about as good as she is, maybe a little better. So I thought we did a pretty good job with our hitting when we faced them the first time. It was just, it's kind of hard to see where we necessarily match up whenever, you know, we don't do the little things defensively. And once we can consistently do that and be more competitive in that aspect, I think it'll be easier to see where we compete competitiveness-wise with them and along with other teams.
It had to help your team, especially with so many freshmen immensely, just to see conference opponents and people that they're going to play in the HDC and say at the end of the day, you know, we can play with these teams. We don't need to be completely intimidated. I think the conference as a whole is kind of that way, where I think all the teams can kind of build some confidence in playing one another.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. The only thing that we've changed, I think they've changed it in the last couple of years, but HDC, you play everybody in your conference twice. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that kind of can be a downfall. I mean, again, we have a smaller conference, but so I can see why we do that. But at the same time, I'd kind of like for us to see a little different competition just because you get tired of playing the same team multiple times. But at the same time, like you said, with freshmen, it's all about nerves and then just getting comfortable with playing, period. So really at this point, we don't care who we play. We just want to be playing.
The other thing that happens with freshmen, too, is, you know, and I could say the same thing with seniors. Errors are going to be made, and plays that should be made aren't going to happen. And the good teams are the ones that can just flush that and forget about it. And that's really hard to do with when you're dealing with freshmen, because everything just kind of gets, you know, compartmentalized at that point.
Exactly. And I've been trying to tell them, you know, this team has a lot of potential, and it may not happen necessarily this year, but I'm trying to get everybody bought into our program and what we're trying to do, because I see a lot of potential for our future years. And yes, this may be a rough season for us, but we've got to look at the bigger picture down the line, because we're not losing anybody from our team. We're going to have the same exact team next year. So it's getting through those growing pains, and like you said, mentally, like, checking in and realizing, I'm going to make a mistake. It's going to happen. It's not the end of the world.
It's one thing to say that the girls are looking forward to playing, and, you know, Gilman City's a short trip. So is it a home game? No, but, you know, it's a short trip. You got a couple of home games, so hopefully you get a healthy team. They're good to go in the next 48 hours. Just getting a game against Winston Thursday, a game against Meadville Friday, the girls got to really be looking forward to playing in Jamesport.
Yes, they're very excited. They're looking forward to it. They were asking me, you know, today, are we going to still be able to play? I was like, no, we can't play with eight, you know. But I'm just very, very happy to see how excited they are to get on the field. And they really do enjoy playing with each other, which makes it much easier as a coach, just because the camaraderie is already there.
What is, before I let you go, you got Winston Thursday conference game there, conference opener as it stands now. What impressed you about that Winston-Pattonsburg team when you saw them in the Jamboree, Coach?
They're pretty aggressive, like base running wise, which I've known their coach, Ashley, for several years now, so I kind of understand her style of play. But I thought they were very relentless. Whenever I watched them a couple games, they might have been down or it was a close game, but, you know, they would grind out a single if they could get one. I mean, their team's all in, and they're very excited for each other. So, I mean, just they have a lot of grit, and that's exciting to see, especially you know, playing in this conference whenever I was in high school, and just seeing like how much it has developed over the years. It's nice to see that competitiveness and that grit that Winston shows, along with Gilman does the same thing. That's nice to see.
Home games coming up for Tri-County: Winston, Pattonsburg Thursday, Meadville Friday. Day after Labor Day, next Tuesday, it'll be Grundy R5. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck with the game on Thursday night.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom.